every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The angel brought me, Ezekiel, back to the entrance of the temple of the Lord, and I saw water flowing out from the beneath the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the facade of the temple was toward the east. The water flowed down from the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He led me outside by the north gate and around to the outer gate facing the east, where I saw water trickling from the right side. Then, when he had walked off to the east with a measuring cord in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and had me wade through the water, which was ankle deep. He measured off 1,000 and once more had me wade through the water, which was now knee deep. Again, he measured off 1,000 and had me wade. The water was up to my waist. Once more, he measured off 1,000, but there was now a river through which I could not wade, for the water had risen so high it had become a river that could not be crossed except by swimming. He asked me, "Have you seen this, son of man?" Then he brought me to the bank of the river, where he had me sit. Along the bank of the river, I saw very many trees on both sides. He said to me, "This water flows into the eastern district down upon the Arabah and empties into the sea, the salt waters, which makes it fresh. Wherever the river flows, every sort of living creature that can multiply shall live, and there shall be abundant fish, for wherever this water comes, the sea shall be made fresh. Along both banks of the river, fruit trees of every kind shall grow. Their leaves shall not fail, nor their fruit fall. Every month they shall bear fresh fruit, for they shall be watered by the flow from the sanctuary. Their fruit shall serve for food, and their leaves for medicine." The word of the Lord. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in distress. Therefore, we fear not, though the earth be shaken and mountains plunge into the depths of the sea. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. There is a stream whose runlets gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. God is in its midst. It shall not be disturbed. God will help it at the break of dawn. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Come, behold the deeds of the Lord, the astounding things he has wrought on earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Our stronghold is the God of Jacob. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A clean heart create for me, O God. Give me back the joy of your salvation.
Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
With your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem at the Sheep Gate a pool called in Hebrew Bethesda, with 5 porticos. In these lay a large number of ill, blind, lame, and crippled. One man was there who had been ill for 38 years. When he saw him lying there and knew that he had been ill for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no one to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. While I am on my way, someone else gets down there before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your mat, and walk." Immediately a man became well, took up his mat, and walked. Now that day was a Sabbath. So the Jews said to the man who was cured, "It is the Sabbath, and it is not lawful for you to carry your mat." He answered them, "The man who made me well told me, 'Take up your mat and walk.'" They asked him, "Who is the man who told you, 'Take it up and walk'?" The man who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had slipped away since there was a crowd there. After this, Jesus found him in a temple area and said to him, "Look, you are well. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." The man went and told the Jews that Jesus was the one who had made him well. Therefore, the Jews began to persecute Jesus because he did this on a Sabbath. The Gospel of the Lord. It's good to see all of you here this morning. Thank you for taking the time to go to Mass this afternoon. And thanks to those who are joining us for this Mass as well by way of live stream. To help us understand and appreciate the first reading from the prophet Ezekiel, here we are given the vision that Ezekiel had of the temple. Now, we have to remember that for Ezekiel and the people of his time, they were in exile, and the temple was destroyed. And as we can imagine that while they were in exile, that they had a sense of loss. There's no hope for the future, because what was important to them was the temple, and the temple was now destroyed, because for them, the temple was where God resided. And so it seemed to them that God is no longer with them. And so here, Ezekiel had this vision that from this new temple came life and abundantly. And so it gave us a reminder for us that in our time too, sometime in our own personal lives, or we look at what's going on in our world or in our society, sometimes we may have that sense of hopelessness as well. You know, whether we're dealing with an illness or family issues or with things that are going on in our society. Sometimes we may have the tendency to look back and wish that we were way back. You know, and here we're not only talking about music. You know, so often that people said, you know, "I like the music of the 80s or 70s, right? But sometime we want to go back to the old days. Yes, of course, there were certain parts of the old days that we really treasure and want to go back to. But for us, in time of difficulties and challenges, just like in the time of Ezekiel, we come to recognize that God continues to be with us and continues to give us life. And in the gospel today, Jesus healed the man who was sick for a long time. And it's kind of interesting how Jesus, you know, asked of him, you know, knowing that he was there, want to be healed, and said to him, he opposed to the questions. Whether or not he want to be healed. In fact, he said, "Do you want to be well?" You know, when I was in a parish school, and when something is obvious, and when you talk to the kids, and what is their response? "Duh," right? You know, they would tell us, "Duh." And I can imagine, I don't know back then whether or not You know, that was the way he responded. But he said in different ways, he said, yes, I want to be healed. And so it is important for us to remember that Jesus cannot do anything for us, even the good things for us, unless we ask of him to do so. Because he gave us the free choice. And so likewise, he also... we need to pray for our society, for our world, the things that we need in order for that we may be able to have a sense of peace and directions in life. And so today, let's be reminded that whether it's in our own personal lives that we need the healing or in the life of our society, for us to remember that just as in the time of Ezekiel, that God continues to abide with us. God continues to not only remain with us, but also continues to give us life and meanings as we move forward. So let us continue to put that faith and trust in the Lord. And hopefully that we who have been baptized by water and the Spirit, that we too may also be a source of hope and healing for those around us as well.